All right, so continuing on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Beitza. So we left off with the question on Rashi, right? All right, so what do you say about Rashi here? Question was that Rashi's learning when the Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to prove what the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about, right? So Gemara starts out saying it's about mitoch. Beis Shammai does not hold from mitoch, and Beis Hillel holds from mitoch, and it's universal in malachas on Yontif. Any malacha that has heter ochel nefesh would have mitoch according to Beis Hillel. So Hotzah has a heter ochel nefesh, and therefore you can carry on Yom Tov even not for ochel nefesh. Mitoch shutzul tzarach ochel nefesh shutzunami shelo tzarach ochel nefesh. And therefore, when the Brisa says if you shochet olos nedava on Yom Tov yiloke, that must be Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel would certainly apply mitoch to shechita. Certainly is a malachas ochel nefesh, right? Certainly is a malachas ochel nefesh. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Maskif lo rabba, that no, maybe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about something else. Maybe they're arguing about the existence of the Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov completely. The Beis Shammai holds that there is an Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel holds there's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov. Right? Yeah. So like, see, the Rebbe Chanan has, he says, the wide line. He says, V'dochin en lai svar, mi mai devai pligi, b'shamay b'shil, dilma b'er v'otso pligi, b'shamay savri yom tov, v'dvarim she'en an tzorach achila, ochel nefesh kish Shabbos. That's what he holds. He holds everything is like Shabbos, except for ochel nefesh. And Beis Hillel holds ain erevos ol yom tov. No, that's the way we were sort of explaining yesterday. No, do you take the malacha straight from Shabbos, or do you just look at Shabbos? You look at yom tov in its own framework of malacha. But then the Gemara says like this: says if they really arguing about Shabbos, a reductio ad absurdum argument, right? If they're really arguing about hotzah on yom tov, so then they should have argued about Avonim. And the fact that they don't argue about Avonim proves that they're not arguing about Hotzah on Yom Tov. Now, what does Avonim mean? That was the problem. So Rashi says Avonim means Tiltul Avonim. Because Tiltul Avonim, Tiltul in general, comes from Hotzah. That's the Gemara Shabbos in Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. That Tiltul is because of Hotzah, the Gemara says. So if there's no Hotzah according to Beis Hillel, right, then there should be no Isser Tiltul Avonim according to Beis Hillel. There should be no Isser Tiltul Avonim according to Beis Hillel. Because Tiltul only comes from Hotzah. Ain iser hotzah, ain iser tiltul, shalom nasar tiltul ella mishum hotzah. Right? But since we see that they don't express the machlokas by tiltul, so they're not arguing about hotzah. Rather, they're arguing about mitoch. Correct? But the problem is, once you get to mitoch of Beis Hillel, It effectively seems to come out like there's no Hotzah on Yom Tov anymore. So if that's the case, so then how do they have the Gzeiras Tiltul? If there's no way to be over Hotzah because there's a Mitoch, and Rashi learns that the Mitoch applies across the board, right? And there is no Tzarach at all. You don't need any Tzarach. Just stam, a guy wants to move stones around, right? So if that's the case, then how could you say that tiltul will be a geder not to be over Hotzah? There's no Hotzah to be over. very nice. There's an idea that there's hotzah, but basically it's removed through mitoch. And what does that even mean? The problem is, what does it even mean to say that there is hotzah, but it has a heter of mitoch? Doesn't that effectively mean there's no isser hotzah? Right, that's the problem. And furthermore, the problem is, what does Rashi say that the isser tiltul is going to be for? Tircha, a new thing. Right. Shema mina dulkul yama yesh hotzah liyom tov. Ela shemina Torah hutra l'tzarach u'beisil islehu kevan de hutra l'tzarach hutra mina Torah l'gamri. Ela rabbanon gozer b'midi davi tircha de lo tzarach kigon avonim. Of the cotton to save a tarv, it's shrichim ubiyom tov, lo gozer. So now Rashi's saying that it sounds like now the tilt will be for a different reason, because of tilt, because of tzara, because of tircha. So if you can have tilt because of tircha, why couldn't you have why if there was no, why if they were arguing about the presence of the malachas hotzah, why couldn't they also argue about tircha? Right? No, I'm sorry. Why? Right? No, why is it the whole proof from before was that they can't be arguing about hotzah? Because then there'd be no reason to have the malacha, there'd be no reason to have a gzera of tiltel if there's no hotzah, right? But now Rashi's saying there is another reason to have an isser of tiltel, because of tircha. So even though Beis Hillel holds that there's a hutra, that there's a mitoch shehutra l'tzarach, hutra nami shelo l'tzarach, so effectively, there's no isser of being motzi merishus l'rishus, right? He still holds there can be a gzera of tiltel because of tircha. So now he does have a gzera of tircha. Now he does have a gzera of tiltel aside for hotzah. So if now we can admit to the possibility of a gzeras tiltel not because of the isser of hotzah, so why couldn't it be before too? Why wasn't it possible when we said there's no hotzah at all? Am I right? Am I clear? Yeah. I mean, the question is, when Rashi says they were gozer on midi davi tircha, right? El rabbanon gozer b'midi davi tircha. What is the relationship between the tircha and the gezerah? What's the relationship between the tircha and the gzera? What is the gzera really accomplishing here? Right? That's the question. Is it really like on Shabbos? Don't do tiltel because you might be motzi mirishus l'rishus. I mean that's a very important question. It's a very important question. No, there's two ways to look at it. You can look at it in two ways, right? Logically. You can look at it like this. You can say that it's really like the gzera of tiltel on Shabbos, right? But tircha is the way that it was formulated on things of tircha. And tircha was like the selection process. Really could have been formulated on a broader scope of things, but they limited the gzeras. Tiltel, the same gzeras tiltel of Shabbos was limited to things that have no tzarach at all, right? In other words, the tircha issue is not part of the reason of the. In other words, the tircha is not the reason of the tiltel, of the iser tiltel. The reason of the iser tiltel still is just like Shabbos that you shouldn't be motzi mirishus l'rishus. But they used the tircha to select which ones are going to have this gzera on it. Right, that's one way to look at it, which is a little difficult. I mean, the question is, when you pick up the stone, are you really in danger of being over hotzah? Which hotzah are you in? What hotzah are you in danger of being over? That's the problem you have to resolve for that side. Okay, or you're gonna have to formulate it a different way. You're gonna have to formulate it, and this is also strange. You have to say. Tircha really is part of the reason of the Isser Tiltel. That's part of the reason of the Isser Tiltel, not to be involved in Tircha. But what? But for some reason, if there was no Hotzah, they wouldn't be able to be Gozer. Now, what's the relationship between... The problem is obvious. I mean, it's on its face, right? Problem is that Rashi first says that Tiltel is related to the Isser of Hotzah, right? Now, as I would say, if you'd go to Rashi in Shabbos, you say, why is there Hotzah? Why is there a Tiltel? So that you don't Shema Yavor, Shema Motzi Mirishus Lurishus. He wouldn't say, so you shouldn't be involved in Tircha, right? He'd say, no, there's an Isser Hotzah. We're worried if you pick something up, you're going to walk outside your house without thinking about it. And you'll be over an Isser. And you'll say to Rashi, oh, so why isn't everything Usser to move? So he'll say, because that was impossible to do. Right? Like he says here. But over here he's saying, why can't you move? But over here, he's entering in a new concept of Tircha. Things that there's a Tircha in, they made the Gzeron. Right. Midi davi tircha d'lola tzarch. That's what they made the gzeira on. So the question though is that just a tightening of the category of what just like on Shabbos we couldn't make the gzeira on everything because it's too much. So too on Yom Tov we make it on even less. And how do we minimize it down to the finest category, the smallest category we can come up with is tircha. But in some way, you're still worried about being motzi mirshus rishus. Or is he saying that we're not really worried about being motzi mirshus rishus, but there's a new idea of tircha over here. But then you'd have to work it out that if there was no hotzah at all, they couldn't make the gzeira of tircha, and a hotzah with a mitoch allows them to make a gzeira of tircha. Okay, so let's see if we can define this over here. It's a very interesting, I mean, it's a fascinating point. It's a very interesting point. Shai, this is the question, right? In other words, what's the difference between no hotzah l'chatchila and the hotzah with the iser hotzah with the mitoch, right? So what the Gemara is saying is like this. What we're actually saying is like this. That let's just compare... Let's just compare for a minute the relationship between Hotzah and Yom Tov according to each side. Okay, so according to Rabbah, like we were saying yesterday, there's no inyan of Hotzah legabi Yom Tov. In other words, the Kedushas HaYom, the identity of Yom Tov, only is related to Avoda, to Malacha, right? Avos Malachos. So there's no the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov is not in contradiction at all with the Meleches Hotzah, right? There's no inyan of Hotzah at all, correct? So if a person were to be motzi all day long, do Hotzah all day long, that would not be an activity that's keneged Kedushas Yom Tov, right? It would be like just sitting there twiddling his thumbs. It would be nothing, correct? Okay. But if you hold that there's Hotzah but mitoch shehut shel tzarach or shenayim yishu lo tzarach, so what does that mean? What does that mean? It means to say that intrinsically, molacha is something that's keneged Yom Tov. Right, Malacha Kedushas Yom Tov really demands Malacha like Shabbos, but there's an inyan of Ochel Nefesh, correct? And the inyan of Ochel Nefesh, like we were saying a couple weeks ago, that is Ochel Nefesh is part of Yom Tov. Right, now Yom Tov is the tzura of Malacha is a little different on Yom Tov than Shabbos. It's not the absolute asiyah that's the problem. So on Yom Tov, it's the idea of Ochel Nefesh. A Malacha that is l'shem Ochel Nefesh is not keneged Yom Tov. right? Because it's Yom Tov is not, the problem of Yom Tov is not, the Malach of Yom Tov is not like Shabbos. Shabbos, it's the productivity per se. It's the Asiya itself, right? It's the creativity itself, because it's a Shvisa from reflecting Maisa Bereishis. But on Yom Tov, the whole category of Malacha is in terms of not being osek in things that are taking you away from the state of Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so you have to refrain from productivity, but the heter ochel nefesh, there's a heter ochel, and in that sense, there's a heter ochel nefesh, because ochel nefesh means you're doing things that are enhancing the yom, right? Achilas Yom Tov is part of the Simchas Hayom. So you can't say, so that's why the system of Malacha is set up differently on Yom Tov. It's not Malacha per se in terms of creativity. It's Malacha in the sense that it's Hafkah from the character of the regal. Okay? So therefore, if you're engaging in the Bishul, for instance, for Achilas Yom Tov, that's in terms of theory, in terms of concept, that's the idea that malacha is considered to be, malacha is defined from Shabbos, right? But that's the mechanical malacha is defined from Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, it's not the mechanical per se. It's not the productivity per se. It's being osek in something that's other. Something that's not a part of the yom. So in theory, it should be that the elements that the malacha that's used l'shem yom tov in that instance is mutter, but if you would do it for something else, it would be aser, right? Okay. So in other words, the point is like this though: that in theory, in concept, malacha really is keneged the yom. Right, or any malacha that's not involved in the day, that doesn't have a tzarach hayom, is really keneged the yom, and if it's part of the day, then it's fine. But Beis Hillel holds from mitoch, correct? So mitoch means to say that you can't formulate the malachas that way. You can't formulate the malachas to mold to the tzarach. They have to be formulated in an absolute way. So if ochel nefesh is something that has a tzarach, and if meleches ochel nefesh really would be a part of the day and something that would actually enhance the yom tov, so therefore the whole malacha has to be hutra, right? Because the malachas have to be formulated. It comes out they are formulated in a similar way to Shabbos, but you can't allow the heter of ochel nefesh is not a matir of the maisa, right? It's a part of the gvul of which malachos are aser. So you take the malachos that would be necessary for the kiyum of ochel nefesh, and those are hutra lagamri, right? But the point is, it is somewhat like a heter per force, right? It's not a heter because the malacha is not shayach to the day. It's not a heter. It's not a heter saying that being osek in the malacha that in other instances is useful for ochel nefesh is a non-entity. In terms of the concept. Of defining the Kedushas Hayom and how it relates to Malacha, conceptually, it would be a problem. It had to be an extra, but there is a heter. There's a heter because of the necessity of Ochel Nefesh. So what does that mean to say? It means to say that there still is an idea. That's what he's trying to say. There still is an idea of Hotzah. There's no reality of Hotzah. There's no Isser Hotzah anymore. But there is an idea of Hotzah. So, hold on. Yeah. So how does Hotzah exist? Lemaisa, that's Sammy's question. So how does Hotzah exist, Lemaisa, on Yom Tov? In what state does it exist? So it exists in the state of Hutra. It exists in the state of Hutra. It exists in the state of Hutra. What does it mean to exist in the state of Hutra? That's the question. What does it mean to exist in the state of Hutra? Yeah.
Okay, because it seems like the whole, like, what's difficult is that when something, like when something is Hutra, it presupposes an existence like before the Heter.
Right.
But if we say that the existence is Hutra, so it kind of like it does away with the whole concept of a Heter.
So let me formulate it this way. Let's put it this way. So what is the Gezerah of Tiltal? What is the Gezerah of Tiltal? So it seems to be like, maybe like this. Maybe this is, I think this is what Yehuda was saying. That Rashi is saying that Midrabbanan, this Dirabbanan is giving a form to the idea of the Daraisa. Now, is Midoraisa, there is an exterior. Midoraisa, really, Hotzah per se, is Keneged Yom Tov, like any Malacha. But because of because of the need of Ochel Nefesh for Yom Tov, that perforce is Matir all of Hotzah. Is Matir all of Hotzah. We'll have to get into how that works a little bit. But that's the Mitoch Shushul Esar Chutzadam. So really, but in theory, a Hotzah is only, Hotzah is only Mutter because of the Tzarech. Let's put it that way. Where does the Heter of Hotzah come from? Because of the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. Okay? But Mitoch says that we don't look at the instances anymore. Mitoch says the idea of Tzarech Ochel Nefesh is Matya, the whole Malachas Hotzah. But in theory, if there were a Hotzah that had no Tzarech at all, it shouldn't be Mutter. The only thing is, halachically we don't go, halachically Mitoch says we treat every Hotzah the same. So Rashi's saying, but there's room for the Rabbanon to express this concept. So according to Rashi, if you're going to take this route, then it goes like this. The Rabbanon, there are only two forms of Tiltal, of the Israel Tiltal, that you could possibly have. Okay? There are only two forms of Tiltal that you could possibly have. I'm going to try to crystallize it now. Two forms of the Tiltal you can possibly have. One is where it is a geder to a meleches hotzah, okay, and the other is where it is expressing the concept of hotzah, the deraisa concept of hotzah. You understand? So if you on Shabbos, if there's a real possibility of being over motzi mirshus l'rishus like on Shabbos, so then you can have a tiltal that is going to be on everything, as long as it's not something that people can't follow. Like Rashi says on Shabbos, they extended it as far as people could take. Right, but that's because there's a real chashash of being over hotzah. But on Yom Tov, he's saying. Now he's saying on Yom Tov, if there's no Isser Hotzah that's shayach to Yom Tov at all, if Yom Tov only has 38 malachos, lechatchila, then there's no possibility of being over Hotzah, so you don't have that kind of Isser Tiltal, and there's not even an idea related to Yom Tov of Hotzah. But, so there'd be no place to make any Isser Tiltal. But according to Rav Yosef, But if you're going to say that there's an idea, that there's a mitoch, so mitoch means to say that there is really a shaychus of hotzah to the yom. It's just because of the idea of tzarech ochel nefesh, it doesn't have an expression. But midrabanan, they can formulate an expression. So it's a different kind of a derabanan. It's not a derabanan to be over, because maybe you'll be over an iser in the deraisa, but it's a derabanan to express the way the kedushas hayom really relates to this malacha. And other than the necessity of mitoch. Because other than the necessity of ochel nefesh, coupled with the concept of mitoch, they really would be otzah. So to express it, they say something that has absolutely no tzorach and is just tircha, that's a hotzah that really represents the concept of hotzah. That's a hotzah that represents the, in theory, the hotzah of Yom Tov. You have to say one strange thing over here, that tiltal is equal to hotza. Yeah, that's the only strange thing you have to say. But you have no choice. You have no choice. That they equated tiltal and hotza. Hotza and tiltal are equated. Because then you should really just say, so the xeris should be, don't carry the rock from rishus to rishus. Why does it come down to don't move the rock? You have to just equate tiltal and hotza. You have no choice. So if tiltal and hotzah are equated, and there's an idea of hotzah on Yom Tov, then there's room to express the gzera. So what I'm trying to say is like this, that the hotzah on Shabbos, the tiltal on Shabbos is really like a regular garden variety derabanan, not to be over hotzah, but the issa tiltal on Yom Tov is to express the idea of hotzah on Yom Tov. But if you hold like Rabbah, then there's nothing. See, it's a question. I should have given you take a look at the sheet of Mikubetzis. He tries to go through a similar idea like this. See, there are two approaches. I told you there are two approaches, right? Take a look, like in the, I don't remember where I saw it, one of the footnotes, one of the achronim on one of these Moshe Rav Kook, maybe the, I think the Rashba. There's no Ritva on He tries to work it out that according to Rashi, there would be a possibility of being over in a sederaisa. Like if you did hotzah for a guy, or you did hotzah for tomorrow, expressly for tomorrow, or something like that. Now that's the two approaches to answering this problem in Rashi. It's interesting to see. One is to try to find a case where it's possible to be over in a sederaisa, and then say the tiltal is for that, right? And then you have to, like Johnny's saying, that when they say shalom l'tzarech, when they say tircha, it's just a way of limiting. They just had to limit it down to things that are not going to interfere at all with Yom Tov, right? But if you take a look at the sheet, though, I think he's trying to work out something like I'm saying over here. He tries to say that they're really, even though you have a heter, that still means that there is hotzah. But it exists beheter. It exists beheter. So then, you can be gozer. Right? Now, as Rashi is saying, they didn't want to actually interfere with the needs of Yom Tov that the Daraisa grants through Mitoch. But they want to express the idea of hotzah. So it was taken on an object that never has a tzarach. But according to Rashi, you can move the Sefer Torah for no reason. You can carry the lulav for absolutely no reason. You don't need a reason in doing it. Yeah. Right, no, that's a good. Exactly, and then Tosus bears it out in his Lashon, because when he quotes Rashi, he says, "Dekevan de ikar hotza nesra, yesh lesser badavar she'ein letzarach yom tov klal." In other words, since there still is an idea of hotza that relates to the yom, but there's no expression of it, there is a makom for the Rabbanan to be gozer to give it an expression. So they gave it an expression, in something that has no that's not going to interfere with the tzarech with any tzarkei ayom. But I think it's also because that expresses it the best. It's pure hotzah. Without any tzarech, just hotzah. That's the ikar hotzah, avanim. Yeah. Okay, so what's the purpose of this? So I would say according to this, that there is a kiyum, even according to Rashi and Mitoch, there's no formal isser of hotzah, but there is a kiyum to not do hotzah that has no tzarech. Because the idea of the yom, it was the way that Beis Hillel is expressing it, Mitoch, is saying that there's the concept, and then there's the reality. The concept is hotzah is not an activity you should be involved in on Yom Tov. The reality is that the need of ochel nefesh was a matir of that. Right. So halachically, there's no way to enforce what the theory would demand. There's a practical issue that prevents an expression, a halachic expression of the reality of the way hotzah exists vis-a-vis Yom Tov. So midrabbanon, the rabbanon could formulate an iser tiltel to express that idea. It's like you have on Shabbos, you have tishbos. So there's certain things that are usher just for shvisa, right? Just for the kiyum of shvisa. But if you would do them, you wouldn't be over. Right, that Ram has that category. That a shvus, that's not because it's dome la malacha or mevli de malacha. I think he has muktzah as one as that example. But it's not, he doesn't learn muktzah because of hotzah. He learns muktzah as part of shvisa. There is such a thing as giving expression or bringing to mind something that exists in the halachic philosophy, but not halachic in the Torah, in the philosophy of the mitzvah, but not the halacha of the mitzvah. Because it's really in the positive. It's a really gzeira. The two types of, sometimes gzeira highlights an idea, it informs you more about the way you should treat the mitzvah. Like we said, like last week, it says you should extend the dalad in echad. It's to teach you something about what you're doing. To teach you that there's more to the enunciation of the word than there's more to this than just the enunciation. There's a continued expression, even past the sounding out of the letters. It's a limud on something. So that would be this kind of a thing. Don't think that it's just a regular day still, with regard to tiltel. With regard to hotzah. Right, so let's just take another minute over here to finish up. Let's just go through the Tosfos, okay? So the problem is like this. So it comes out according to Rashi that there's no hotzos, you'll never get malchus for hotzos avonim on Yom Tov. That's the way he's learning, right? Because he's learning only when the Gemara means hotzos avonim. That's what Tosfos makes the point, right? Tosfos makes the point that he says, Lo rotza ligros kamo shish besfarm. Rashi did not want to take the girsa that's found in other svarm. What's the other girsa? The other girsa is, Elameata hotzi avon leis elochinari delo mechayev malchus. The other girsa is, then they should be arguing about malchus by motzi avonim. In other words, according to you, that there's no mitoch, right? Then the Mishnah shouldn't have said, can you carry your child on Yom Tov? Should have said, Hamotzi avonim b'yom tov v'shamay omrim loke u'beis hillel omrim eina loke. If there's no mitoch. If there's no hotza at all. Am I getting the pshat right? In other words, Rav Yosef is saying to Rabbah, you mean to tell me there's no isra hotza at all according to beis hillel. So then, even if a guy was motzi avonim on yom tov according to beis hillel, he should not get malchus. The implication being, meaning that's what the Mishnah should have said. The Mishnah, if you really wanted to say, if the Mishnah really wanted to tell you that there's no hotza'ah at all, according to Beis Hillel on Yom Tov, it should have had the case of Motzi Avonim. Right? And it should have said that Hotzi Avonim, according to Beis Hillel, is no Malkus. Right? But it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So you see, they're not arguing about whether you'll get Malkus if you're Motzi Avonim. And everybody agrees that you'll get Malkus if you're Motzi Avonim. So it must be that Beis Hillel holds from Hotzah and Yom Tov. He just holds from Mitoch. And Mitoch will work on everything but Avonim. And Mitoch is not limitless. Right? Is that pshat clear? Sprung? One more time? Okay. Have I got it right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes like this. Now, what Tosus is saying, there's another girsa that says, Rav Yosef says to Rabbah, if they're really arguing about whether there exists the malacha of Hotzah on Yom Tov at all, then the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush about Avonim. It should have said that if a person is Motzi Avonim, a guy picks up a rock and carries it from his house to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Yom Tov, it should have said, Beis Hillel holds, you don't get Malkus. Because if there's no malacha of Hotzah, you can't get Malkus for Hotzah, right? And Beis Shammai holds this is a malacha for Hotzah. You get malchus on Hotzah. But the implication is, but since it didn't say that, then you see that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree on Avonim. And everybody would agree that if a guy was Motzi Avonim, he would get malchus. Oh, so why does Beis Hillel say you can carry a child and Beis Shammai says you can't? Because of Mitoch. So that means that mitoch only works when there's a tzarach. Midoraisa, the heter of mitoch is only when there's a tzarach. So that's how it works out now. According to Beis Hillel, if a person carries a child, and Rabbeinu Chananel says a child to the Mila, right, or a Sefer Torah for Kriya, or a lulav to do the mitzvah with, meaning a real tzarach, that's the case of the Mishnah. A guy's carrying something for a legitimate tzarach Yom Tov. But it's not an ochel nefesh tzarech. It's another tzarech. Then Beis Hillel says, it's okay. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. And Beis Shammai says, no, it has to be dafka ochel nefesh. But what if a guy carried stam a rock, according to Beis Hillel? What would be the din? Malchus. Right? He'd get Malchus. So that's the sheet of the other Rishonim. That even mitoch is only letzarach. So it means like this. Mitoch shehutra hotza letzarach ochel nefesh. Hutra nami lishar tzarach yom tov. Afal pish enem tzarach ochel nefesh. Whereas Rashi learns, Mitoch Shutzu Letzarach Ochel Nefesh, Hutri Nami Shalol Letzarach Klal. So the Nafkamina is Avonim. So since Rashi didn't want to say that Rav Yosef's question was regarding Malkus for Avonim, So Rashi holds on Avonim, Mitoch even extends to Avonim. So that's in simple terms, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Rashi, how far does Mitoch go? According to Rashi, Mitoch basically wipes out the whole malacha of Hotzah. And the only thing you could possibly have is an Issus Rabbanan Tiltel, which expresses the fact that it's being wiped out. Whereas according to Tosvos, the heter of Mitoch is only when there's really a tzarach, but not a ochel nefesh tzarach. Right? So that's a major, major machlokas. Mitoch shehutzel letzarach on a deraisa level. Mitoch shehutzel letzarach, hutzunami shelo letzarach, on the deraisa level. What does that mean? According to Rashi, it means it's hutzel legamri. And according to Tosvos, it's just like it's a heter l'shar tzarke yom tov. Right? And with that, Tosos lodges powerful, powerful questions against Rashi. Because he says, according to you, Rashi, now you have to remember, after you did the Bikias, which malachos does this apply to? Ahotzah, Shchita, Bishol, and Havara. For sure. Those are the four cases that are in there openly stated in our Gemara. So now let's ask you a question. Remember a Gemara we were doing a couple weeks ago? What did Gemara say? That according to Rabbah, if you cook from Yom Tov to Chol, you'll get what? Mitoch! According to Rashi, why don't you say Mitoch? What do you need the Ho'il for? No, well, you don't. According to Rabbah, there's no Ho'il. But why don't you say Mitoch? What's the problem? Huh? According to Rabbah, Rabbah held from Hoel. Rav Chista held you get Malchus, right? Rav Chista held you get Malchus, correct? Yeah. But the whole issue is a non-issue because of Mitoch. Mitoch basically says there's no Isser Bishul at all. Mitoch shutzel tzarach chutzunami shlo tzarach. So that's Tosa's question, right? He says, but it's going to be difficult. According to Rashi, the whole Gemara and Pesachim that we just spent a long time on, even according to Tosa, even going to Rabbah, you only don't get Malkus because of Ho'il, right? But according to Rashi, it should just be Mitoch, right? And also, he has to actually erase things. Not a good method. So therefore, he wants to take the girsa of the other svarim and say you get malchus midrash on avonim. Right. But then he has a separate question of what type of a tzarach is a legitimate tzarach. So he argues a little bit on Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to hold it has to be like a mitzvah kind of a thing, and he says you can even play soccer. But any type of fun you want to have on Yom Tov is fine. That's also considered a tzarach. The only case that's crazy is what? What's the crazy case according to Tosos? There's one case that's really tough for Tosos and really good for Rashi. That's the guy who cooks Gida Noshe in Cholav on Yom Tov and he eats it. Right? So the Gemara says he shouldn't be chayev for the Bishul because of Mitoch. What kind of ochel nefesh is that? What kind of tzarach yom tov is that? So that's what Tosus has to say on the top. He says vim toma mat tzarach ika b'mevashol gid kevin shu aser yesh lomer kevin shayy b'daito shazel lochlo hayin tzarach yom tov. You have to say a very strange idea. That according to Tosfos, but a lot of major Rishonim have to say the same idea, that according to this way of learning, Mitoch only applies to things that are Tzarach Yom Tov, right? But if a guy just thinks he can do it, or he wants to do it even though he knows he can't do it, because he'll get Malchus, he must know he can't do it, that's enough to be considered a Tzarach Yom Tov. So if a guy is an Avarian, and he says, on Yom Tov, my Yom Tov meal today is going to be Gid Anosha. So he won't get Malchus for cooking it. Why? Because for him, that's a Tzarach. Strange, right?
It's inherently usher.
It's inherently usher.
Like if it's like cooking a rock. I don't know. It's like. Like, I don't know.
I mean, just on top, I'll just ask you a separate question. Why don't you just, why doesn't Tosa just say it's part of Ochel Nefesh? If the guy thinks he's going to eat it. For him, it's Ochel Nefesh. No. He says it's considered the Tzarach of Mitoch. Right? It's not Ochel Nefesh. So isn't that funny? Torah says, so let's say the guy says, well, I want to eat this. That's not ochel nefesh. Right? But we say, okay, so you don't need to be ochel nefesh. But is it a tzarech yom tov? It's a tzarech yom tov. So if it's a tzarech yom tov, that means to say that halachically we don't really care about whether it's mutter aser to define whether it's a tzarech or not. So why do we care whether it's mutter aser to define whether it's an ochel nefesh? Either way, using halacha criteria or not. Right, Gil? If we're using halacha criteria, then this should not be considered a tzarech. And if we're not using halacha criteria, why can't this just be ochel nefesh?
Yeah.